Welcome to Wednesday Comics. To my right, AP18 himself. Alex, how you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing well.
To my left, you dope himself. Garrett, how you doing?
Doing good.
Wednesday Comics Podcast. My name is Marvin. Here for another week of telling you things happening in the comic book world. That includes everything from Pez dispensers to moccasins, whatever there is in that avenue. So with us right now, we had to get him on the case as soon as possible. Is Mr. Hashtag Guest Host 1, Corey.
Hello, this is Hashtag Guest Host 1. Have you been trauma healed lately? Come and find out.
Only when you fly too close to the sun. All right, moving on. Moving on.
Brought Corey on here, and he has a very limited time, so let me get right to it here. Marvel announces the Fantastic Forecast as Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny, the Human Torch Storm, and Eben Moss Bachrach as Ben Grimm, the Thing. And this cast was announced at Valentine's Day in a very strange kind of tweet. And at first, it kind of just looks like a generic Happy Valentine's Day. But then you can see that their faces are drawn as the actors. And that's how they announce it. So this is slated. Actually, they just rescheduled. It's going to be July 25th, 2015. 2025, excuse me. And a kickoff. It's going to be a pivotal part of Marvel's multiverse saga. And it's most likely taking place during the 1960s, judging from everything in that poster reveal. Corey, we've been asking for this for how long? And I wanted to know how you finally got them to release it.
You know, I had to beg them, like, on Love Day, the 14th, be like, you know, you've been giving us mid-love. You've been so mid with your love that it was time for some Uber love. So, like, drop that Fantastic Four news. And they're like, okay.
Did they
accept? We saw your tweets. We knew you've been calling us out, and we haven't been up to snuff.
Did you get trauma healed, and that's what happened? Like, now you forgave them?
I trauma healed them, and they were like, all right, we'll give you the goods.
What do you think about
no
that?
Need for a I big think in fist the most... battle. Most boring way possible to do that reveal.
Nah, that's a Fantastic Four reveal.
Fantastic Four. It is.
With how much hype, with how much hype was behind that reveal. No. Don't shush me. Okay. I'm telling you right now, that was a mid reveal. That was a mid reveal.
Maybe next time, what they can do instead is, trauma heal you through a poster and then you would feel better about it. But,
I don't need a poster. Like, you have this thing that you've, like, been punching media down our throats. Like, why would you not do it there? If you've made us wait this long anyways.
Where?
Yeah, but at least it's unique, though. I mean, it's something to get you fired up going, ooh, a nice callback to the comics, them reading the paper together.
Did you think...
If they would have just told us, it would be boring.
Did you think... I was going to say, do you think that they were going to reveal them, like, in a movie or TV show?
I would have liked to see that. I mean, they've made us wait 3 years, so might as well.
I thought they were honestly going to wait for some, like, when's D23? Like, have them walk out on stage.
That's what I thought, too. I think it's, like, a late summer kind of thing.
I figured it would have been Deadpool.
Deadpool would have been good.
Yep. After Wolverine and Deadpool killed all the Fox universe, then they would have shown us who the new Fantastic Four are.
I mean, there's no way to say that it's still... not going to happen there, but just as a first reveal, I don't think they've ever had a first reveal ever be in a movie or a TV show. They always announce ahead of time who's playing who.
Right. I think they just got, you know, they're just like, they're tired, you know, they're bored. It's like, well, let's just throw this shit out, you know, it's like, ain't nothing sticking.
I think the rumor was that everybody had pretty much come on board except for Quinn himself, and I'm guessing that was probably negotiating a nice contract for him to take that role, because I believe, I mean, I never heard anything. They were always searching for Quinn to be that role. That he didn't come and audition for that role. So, like, sure. I think he was the one who was kind of holding it up, because we've heard rumors back in December, or even earlier than that the other three were pretty much locked, and then Johnny we just didn't know about. Johnny and Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom was not in this poster at all, so we don't know who he is. We do see a cover of Life magazine from the 1960s. You see Herbert Hubie there. And you see the Fantastic Four having a good time in their nice little OG outfit. So I think it's a nice first step. It's a nice first step. They're supposed to be from the 60s. Marvel's first family. They have a nice Rockwell poster.
Wait, hold on. You got to clarify because, yeah, they're from the 60s, but they still have to explain how Pedro Pascal is 20 years older than Vanessa Kirby. So I got to know, like, you know, is she in it for the money? Like, what's going on there?
I think I'm pretty sure in the comics there's an age gap, too.
I mean, that's like, you know, like 4 years, if anything.
I'm going to look up
a generations.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
I'm excited for the cast. I will say the cast they are all great. Makes me excited. It does make the Marvel Netflix shows being canon kind of called into question since the guy playing the Thing is a different character now. And what's the weapon guy in Punisher?
He wasn't in Punisher.
Yeah, he was the guy in season one.
No. Who?
Who did all his tech for him. Yes, it is.
What are you talking about?
That's not.
I'm pretty positive. No,
not the Thing. That's an actual villain in, like, Daredevil's.
Yeah, whatever. That's
no.
Are you talking about Jigsaw?
You're wrong.
No, not Jigsaw.
He's talking about the guy that made the equipment. He has a name, but because
I'm gonna look it up.
But who are you talking about? Ben Grimm, is that the same guy?
In Punisher season one, the guy who I'm gonna look it up.
Here, you look that up because I got distracted because I was looking up these ages here.
Yep, Yvonne Moss Backrock, Microchip. He was in season one of Punisher. Well, just saw it.
You know what? Multiverse. Oh, there you go.
I get what you're saying. I thought you were saying that Ben Grimm was in Punisher season one. I'm like, that's bullshit. No, he wasn't.
Well, he was.
In the original, when they first came out, they're 10 years apart from each other. So he is 35 and she's 25 when they meet. And Ben is 35.
They're now, 60 and...
23? No, she could be, you know, 50 and 40. How old is Vanessa Kirby? You don't even know how old she is. She can play up her age.
She's in her 30s, and I just have...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it is a nice move forward. I mean, the Deadpool 35 3...
years old.
Deadpool Pedro. 3. Pedro's only... He's like 46.
He's 48. Okay. Well, he looks older than he is, but...
Yeah, come on. See, there's 10 years. Deadpool 3, you brought it up already, and we saw a trailer. I will say that trailer, I like what I saw, but also I felt like it wasn't what I wanted to see, if that makes sense.
What trailer?
Deadpool 3.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was surprising for the move to not like show Hugh Jackman. It's like the whole world has seen him in screenshots like a million times. So, like, why?
I've heard two rumors.
Is there 1% of people in the world that don't know that Hugh Jackman's in this fucking movie? Like, that they're catering to?
So, I heard a rumor, because you guys all watched the trailer. Please say yes, Alex.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so at the poker table... Some people are speculating that from the back, that person you see, it's not Hugh Jackman. It's
Harry Potter.
Radcliffe as Wolverine.
I had seen something about Edgerton possibly too.
Or that. I'd be fine with either.
Yeah. No, I'd be for it.
Yeah.
I thought that the trailer
going to be Harry Potter forever.
He's pretty good in everything else he's been in. So, I mean, I was going to say that what the trailer, I feel like, and I know this is Deadpool, like this is 100% like his point, but I don't know, the meta humor in that trailer did not work for me. And so like I thought the action looked good, but go ahead.
It's got to be all fake stuff. I mean, the amount of stuff they didn't show in that movie, there's either things that they're alluding to in that commercial, like they showed, someone had pointed out that there's a Secret Wars comic book or something next to Deadpool when he gets thrown through the wall, when we first see Wolverine take his claws out through the shadow. I don't know how much this stuff that they're showing is real.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I mean, like I said, there's nothing shown that we care about.
Alex, let me real quick here get a pause, and we're going to continue this conversation because I do have something to add here. But I did hear that Corey brought rumors and speculation again to the show, and so I'm going to have to ask him to leave.
What?
I'm just kidding. You said you had a heart out, and so Corey, any last words on this Deadpool 3 trailer? And then,
no, I just messaged that I do have a little bit more time.
Oh, okay.
Super heroine to take out our little puppo of surprise.
All right, so Alex, continue what you were saying. You were saying.
I'm just saying, much like when we saw Infinity Wars trailer, they showed stuff in the trailer that wasn't actually going to be there.
Right.
There is nothing shown in this trailer that I give two crap about. Like I said, Hugh Jackman's not even in it.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It does feel like a lot of things are erased. Yeah.
There's
more of like a welcome party for Deadpool than anything.
And it very much could be, Alex, that like you're saying, like they digitally remove some stuff because it does feel like, almost feels like that scene in the No Way Home trailer when obviously there's room for three Spider-Men to be fighting Sandman and Electro and who was the last one?
Green Goblin,
I think, yeah.
Lizard, Sandman, and Electro.
Yes. So, like, obviously that was an indication being like you wouldn't frame that shot unless there's something on the left side. I feel like that there's a lot of that in this too. It felt very empty, and maybe that might be why I didn't even think about that. Like, it felt like it was relying heavily on like the business kind of meta jokes about like the MCU and how multiverse this stuff is in. I'd rather him comment on the Marvel, like if Marvel, like the Marvel, be meta about the Marvel stuff, like, but in the Marvel world, right? Make fun of Captain America, make fun of these characters and stuff like that. But I said it was very
for the movie though.
I thought it was very heavy though on the like the whole idea that Fox and MCU are now together, and it feels like, I don't know, I feel like that was a story maybe 2 years ago. Why is it a story now at this point? I just hope there's more to it. Like, have the characters interacting with each other in this movie. You can't just rely on these jokes.
I tell you what, you know how many times I've rewatched this trailer? Zero. I watched it one time compared to No Way Home, where I watched it over and over and over and over again. So this, based on that alone, this trailer was not as hype.
Yeah, but you are the ultimate Spider-Man fan. That's why you watch it over and over again. Alex loves Deadpool. Alex, how many times did you watch it?
I probably watched it twice.
Twice.
But I'm also one of people, I have learned my lesson that I don't overwatch anything anymore because it does ruin it. Especially if I'm not seeing real stuff. And that's not me trying to be a downer. I even want to go to the movie and enjoy it. I told my wife, this is probably the one movie I will plan to see this year. And it's not until July. So
hold up, buddy. Man of Web just came out. Give yourself a couple days.
About Madam Web.
Denise Sweeney doesn't sway me for that, so.
Yeah, I think we all called that one.
Yep.
Murray said last week, though.
I like the idea of Deadpool being like, since he got that, he got the time thing from Cable, that he can travel. So I kind of like that it's actually kind of set up nicely for a multiversal story, but. Because obviously he's in the multiverse because all those people were dead.
Right.
They were. Like his wife and like, what's the guy's name? Who is the number one? Oh, what's the guy? The normal guy.
Oh, yeah. Rob Delaney. He was in the trailer. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember what his name is in the movie, but I was like, fuck yeah. I love that guy.
I also say that I feel like it does have potential. I think the action that it showed, I really enjoyed. So, I mean, it might be what Alex is saying too. They just let a bunch of stuff out because it's the trailer. So, kind of hesitantly excited for that. And then I am excited for Fantastic Four, just because I do like that cast. I feel like the cast is strong, but I also said the same thing about the last Fantastic Four. So we'll see until I can see some footage.
I love both of them. No shame.
No.
Not the Fan Four stick, but
no,
like,
that's what I'm talking about.
Fantastic Four and Fantastic Four.
No, I'm talking about the Fan Four fic, because that cast should have been the best fucking cast they've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Miles Teller was great.
Miles Teller, fucking movie. Michael B. Jordan. What are we talking about? Billy Elliot? No, not Billy Elliot. The guy who played Billy Elliot. And I forget her name. But they were all guys, at that time.
I'm most excited great. For The Thing. You guys seen The Bear?
No.
Have any of you guys watched The Bear?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I was taking a drink. Yeah.
Well, you're probably going to now because it is fantastic, and I can't wait to see him play The Thing. Like,
is that Leo DiCaprio movie? What? The Revenant?
What?
The stupidest joke I ever heard. My goddamn life.
Made you laugh. Made you laugh.
Oh, I get it because there's a bear in it. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that movie first. I was thinking
the Bronze Patreon channel.
I was thinking of The Gray with Liam Neeson. And I was like, what's he bringing this shit up for? And then I was like, oh, wait, never mind.
Talking about a bear.
You, Garrett.
Garrett's God got the damn it.
Oh, fuck, that was good. God, I'm funny.
Okay, all right, well, now it's time for me to leave.
Corey.
To leave before the show loses its integrity.
All right, well... Again, gosh, I guess Wednesday Comic fans, you know where to look on your Bronze Patreon channel for that shit. So this is hashtag guest host one signing off. Stay classy, San Francisco.
That was too funny, guys. I'm sorry.
I don't know why I can't hang up. I'm still here.
Get the fuck out of here.
There you go. There we go. Hashtag guest host one from the entertainment capital of the world, Milwaukee, Minnesota. Minnesota? No. No. Whoa. Somewhere near Milwaukee. He used to be hell from Minnesota and decided, Alex, he likes cheese more than lakes. He likes Whoa. Cheese more than lakes. in a moment here, we'll go into a little thing called the book club. But before we get there... I thought it's been a while since we had a competition, and so here I'm going to ask you guys some questions. I will need individual answers. You can either here's what's going to happen. Each question, if you get the correct answer, is worth 2 points. If you both pick the same or have the same answer, you'll split the two.
Mm.
And then we'll see who has the most points at the end. And you know what? I do also have a tiebreaker, so we'll see if we need that. But I did gain... I like scraped the whole internet, and I pushed it into my brain, and I came up with these, Alex. So
nice respect.
There you go.
I know when you said that, what was it? Todd did it before. I was like, who does Superman like? Who's Superman's alias? Clark Kent. And I was hoping the harder version would be like, what superhero is Clark Kent?
Well, might not be far off. We'll see. What is the name? Actually, I'm going to do this too. At first, I will say the question and then one person can guess. So whoever comes first, without the multiple choice answers. And if you get that one, that's 3 points. And then if you guys say, nope, you don't want to guess, and then I'll go ahead and list 4 choices and then, you can pick from there. Once again, if you both pick the same one, you just split the points. Here we go. I think I turned myself the wrong way. There we go. Okay. First question. What is the name of the first comic book superhero who debuted in 1936? What is the name of the first... comic book superhero who debuted in 1936.
I thought you were giving us multiple choice.
No, I said
you have to go first.
If you want to go first and just answer it, it's worth more points.
I don't know. Give me the options.
Yeah, I go for the options.
Is it A, Superman? B, the Phantom? C, Captain America? Or D, the Shadow?
I'm going to go with the Shadow.
See, I'm thinking the Phantom.
If you go with the Phantom, it's going to be, you guys will be in your own answer category for 2 points. Or if you can go Shadow and you want to believe that Alex actually does know it, you could split 1 point and still keep tied with them.
Why can't it be that Alex is believing that I'm right?
Well, he obviously picked already before you did, so that's not a thing that he would do. But I just want to let you know your options, because you can either fall behind by two or stay tied with them. So
I'll take a risk. I'm going to go with Phantom.
Phantom, the Shadow, 1936. Who was the first comic book superhero? B is correct answer. That's the Phantom. That is the Phantom. Garrett, up two.
Yeah.
Here is your next hot question. This one will not have a 3-point answer because it asks you to choose between these multiple choice answers. Which of these comic book characters was not created by Stan Lee? Is it Spider-Man, Iron Man, Swamp Thing, or the Hulk?
That would be Swamp Thing.
That is correct. You both split points. We got 1-3. 1-3.
Woohoo!
Next question, number three. What is the name of the cosmic entity that gave the Fantastic Four their powers?
Oh.
Now, Alex, if you take, you could answer this, and if you get it correct, you would be ahead of him by 1 point. It's a nice way to catch up.
I have a guess, but I don't think it's going to be correct. I guess I could waste. I'm going to go cosmic rays.
It is cosmic rays. There you go.
Damn.
4-3, Alex up.
Oh, yeah.
He literally just right now.
So wait, what was that question? Can you say that question
what's
again?
What's the name of the cosmic entity that gave the Fantastic Four their powers?
And it's called cosmic rays?
The cosmic rays. Well, it's the cosmic rays, obviously, when you go to space, you know. Back in the 60s, they believed there were cosmic rays, which have been found out to be true, the Van Halen belt.
Smelling kind of fishy over here.
All I know
smelling
is
kind of fishy.
That was from the 1990s cartoon that I watched.
Right, and all I know
back
is
when Garrett wasn't alive.
And all I know
well,
is
you guys were in puberty, so yeah. I mean,
we're watching tunes.
I was sucking on a binky.
Jesus.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah,
it was.
Alex, just right now. Theoretically, not theoretically, but figuratively, just flat tired your ass and just took over. So,
well, I'm like, what cosmic entity made the Fantastic Four? Cosmic rays.
That's what made me doubt it, though, that it was in the question. I thought, well, that can't be true, but I'm going to go for it.
Listen, here's the next one, too. Which of these DC villains is not a member of the Legion of Doom? Is it Lex Luthor? Sinestro. Oh, excuse me. I didn't give you a chance. Oh, wait. No, it's a which one of these? So,
yeah, Lex, so you had to give it to us.
Lex Luthor, Sinestro, Black Manta, or Deathstroke?
Deathstroke.
There you go. Correct answer. 1 point each. 4-5. 4-5. Here is your. Oh, no. Here's where it got a little easy. And I said, you stupid. This wasn't Todd that made this quiz. This was. I'm now paying a kid out the back. Under the table. His name is Little Jim. And Little Jim wrote this on a piece of paper for me. And he came to me in 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those questions were way too easy. And I said, you get back in that garage. And you don't get to come out until these are hard questions. So, and the first time, too, he didn't understand what I was asking. And he just redid it. And obviously, you know, we don't let that slide here. Well, Wednesday Comics, so. Here is the action number 5 question. What is the name of the Batman villain Two-Face's coin, which he uses to make his decisions? Anyone want to go for the 3 points? It is 4-5.
What's it what?
Two-Face's coin. What's the name of Two-Face's coin?
Chance.
I was going to go Lady Liberty.
Both those are incorrect, so I now will give you the multiple choice answers and see if you guys can get these. The Silver Dollar, the Double Eagle, the Liberty Head, or the Peace Dollar?
I'm going to go Liberty Head.
Ooh. I'm going to go with that, too.
That is correct answer, so that is 1 each there. So now we're at 5-6. 5-6. This question here, she finally, it took a few tries. Little Jim, once again, he came back with the same question for number 7, so I had to really jolt the good one out of him. So here's the real one. Where is it at? Here it is. What's the name of the Green Lantern who betrayed the Green Lantern Corps and became host of Parallax?
Hal Jordan.
That is correct. There you go. 3 points. We are now at 8-6. 8-6.
Nice. Good call, Garrett.
Garrett just pantsed Alex and ran ahead of him. So here we go. Alex, don't get caught with your pants down. Pull them back up and let's go. Which of these comic book characters is not a Skrull, a shape-shifting alien race? Is it, which one of these is not, excuse me, which one of these is a Skrull? Excuse me. Which one is? Is it Hulkling, Superboy, Martian Manhunter, or Starfire?
Hulkling.
There you go. This is, you know, I should have sent them back in the garage for this one. You can't put three DC characters, bro.
I had to think about it for a second. I guess Martian Manhunter does change, but he's not a Skrull. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is 7-9. Here we go. Which comic book publisher is known for its horror comics such as Tales from the Crypt and The Vault of Horror?
Well, right now it's Image, but it would be, I would say IDW otherwise.
That's, yeah, but who has those titles?
That's not
Tales from the Crypt is coming out by Image right now.
No. That is not correct. Alex, you want the answers or you want to try for the three?
I want the answers. I want the options.
Here we go. Options for you here. EC Comics, Vertigo Comics, Image Comics, or IDW Publishing.
Well, let's go with Image. Even though Garrett said it.
Garrett, what are you going to go?
I thought I said Image. I'm going Image.
Ew. It is EC Comics.
EC. I thought it was DC, so I thought, no, I'm not going to go. Never mind.
Oh, you're right. We shouldn't do. All right. Here we go. We'll try this one instead of here then. Which one of these comic book publishers is not owned by Disney? Is it Marvel Comics, Dark Horse Comics, Boom Studios, or Lucasfilms?
Boom Studios.
I will agree with you. I'm going to go with Boom.
Ooh, incorrect. Dark Horse Comics. Boom is owned by Disney.
Damn.
That one's too easy.
They're a monopoly.
That one's too easy. You know what? They're all too easy. So, unfortunately, Alex, the rest of them too easy, and I don't think it would have changed the outcome. So, Garrett, you are winner by 2 points, I believe.
Woohoo!
It was just a 2-point game, which is nothing to shake your tail at. I don't know if that's a phrase, but definitely
nothing to shake your tail at.
definitely.
What's the bonus one, the tiebreaker?
It was the EC Comics one.
Oh, that's good.
I just used it as a regular question because there wasn't a tie. And I need another one because that was that bullshit question. And I wasn't going to go out on that fucking question. All right? Hulkling. You can't put one, hey, who is a Skrull? And then you name fucking one Marvel character. Believe me, after this is over, I'm walking over to that garage. It's fucking freezing outside for anybody who's not here.
Send that kid back to an Apple factory.
I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to say, do you want to figure out what hard means? And then I'm going to show him Street Fighter 2 Tournament Edition, and he'll figure out what hard means.
Nice.
Because, Alex, I'm going to put it on the hardest mode, and he's going to beat it.
Whoa.
He's got to complete the game. Jesus, Alex.
Damn. I mean, I don't even know if Cammy's in that one.
By the way, also, I say his name is Little Jim. He's 75. So... it's not. If you're over here being like, why is he saying all this stuff, being so mean to a kid? It's not a kid.
It's an elder.
It's an old man.
he's taking him out like Stan Lee's handler did.
Did I mean to say 35? Yes. I said 75, though, so that's the way it's going to be.
Oh, that's just the age difference between Pedro and Vanessa Kirby.
We have a book club?
Wednesday Comics League of Extraordinary Dental People proudly presents
Cosmic Detective Jeff Lemire, Matt Kint, art by Mr. David Ruben. I will say something, guys. Because we kind of, I forgot to stop reading. I didn't get that much farther than 72, which we agreed upon. But I just want to know that, like, I was like, oh, I'll partially check and see if I'm close to 72. And I was past it. Not by much, 78. But I think that maybe is a good indication that this second set of pages that we read, it was fantastic.
It was good. You got to learn more about him.
I'll tell you this, though.
And
still confusing, right? I mean, there's a lot of shit going on.
A lot of redactions, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the rhubarb.
Like, even like the new character that we meet, the dude who's kind of dressed like Hush. I mean, yeah, we learned stuff about him, but there's no explanation on a lot of stuff. The art's fantastic, though. This book just looks... I clearly missed out on not reading Ether.
Because this Ether was good. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, when I was selecting books, even though I had Jeff and Matt on this book, which for me is already a sell, but when I saw that first page, I was like, we gotta read it, because it's been a while since we had a very... I don't want what the phrase I want to say is, but a very more arc centric kind of book. And I feel like this one here is, especially this section of pages that we read, there's a lot of the art telling the story versus a lot of exposition. And then it comes with its sort of downfalls also, because like, as you stated, Alex, there's a lot of stuff going on that really doesn't offer itself an explanation, but I have a feeling that eventually we're going to get there. Because it seems like there's a lot of weird, like, jump cuts to visions and jump cuts to a very passionate night in the bed. And you know, so, like, this next set of pages was very jarring with those kind of intercut scenes. But overall, I feel like I was engaged the whole time, obviously because I didn't stop when we were supposed to stop. But I felt like the art is fantastic enough that it's driving the small inches of stories that we're getting, that I'm continuing to enjoy myself while I read it.
I would agree. I think that, I think that, you know, seeing kind of the slices of life of the detective, can't think of his name right now for the life of me. But I like that, but he looks exhausted. He looks exhausted. Like when he's at home, he's like, fuck, I can't even like function right now. And then his wife's like, I'm going to help you function, but otherwise, yeah, no, it's diving deeper into this world. And
there were a couple times his eyes, you know, kind of changed.
I think he's alien. I feel like he's not.
He's one of those guys.
I don't know if he's one of those guys, but I feel like we said in the first issue that are the first 30 pages that he could have been the killer all along, as he ate a fucking apple in the first panel.
Yeah,
so, he could be. So. And he doesn't know the monster inside.
Yeah, maybe the rhubarb takes on human form, but forgets their, like, wipes their memories.
Mm. What was I going to say? And I could be eating my words here, and, you know, by when we get to the end of the book, I was like, they didn't fucking tell you anything eventually. Like, I hope it doesn't spin its gears, because this is very kind of stylistic choice of telling a story this way that you could spin wheels for a while, because you want to be just, like, kind of be subtle about your approach to this, but it has to be subtle, but also rewarding. And so I hope we get that rewarding from the rest of the book. But I feel like as one of the early, you know, stages of this book, I feel like it did what it needed to do in this at the stage, and what it really needs to do is keep me engaged, and that happened for me. So I think, and to your point, it's like, we actually don't know really what's going on. Like the apple in that first panel, like shit might be out of order, out of sync. Cause it does feel like that every once in a while. Like, am I reading the right timeline here? Like, oh, he has a family. Like, I don't think he mentioned a family in that first part. Like, I thought he really was just like a drunk kind of guy. Cause he goes to that bar and drinks that thing. But, I don't know. Like, those are the things I'm confused about now, but I'm not kind of overly worried about them just because I am enjoying the ride, but the ride could slowly become, you know, flat planes, Alex, and that's nothing worse than going through flat planes.
I imagine being these three together, and it's only what, about five issues long, maybe six if you actually did the math correctly, but we're only about solid third into this book. I don't imagine it's going to spin its wheels. I'm sure there is a point to everything that we're going to learn. Hopefully it is that kind of detective story where the stuff that we are taking notice of, whether it's the apple or whether it's the eyes or whether it's you know, that passionate night he had. If it actually means something, I imagine these three guys put together to have a meaning. So it wasn't just us in our own heads spinning wheels going, oh, well, this meant nothing. That's dumb. I took notice to it.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we'll see. We'll see. But I think you're right. Those three got their shit together. So yeah, we're looking forward to the next one. The next one, let's just go to 100. Let's go to 100.
Sounds good.
Round up to 100. It's going to be the first 100 pages we'll talk about on next week's show for Cosmic Detective, Jeff Lemire, Matt Kent, David Rubin, on Hoopla. You can rent that from your local library if you would like to. And follow along with us at WednesdayComics.com is where you can subscribe to the show and keep in touch with us over at Twitter. Formerly known as Twitter X. At Wednesday Comics, at Garot2188, and at The AP Keaton. You can, if you like to leave a voice message, go to WednesdayComics.com and click on leave a voice message. You can do that there. But I did learn there's kind of a limit, which is fine. But I think hashtag #GuestList1 was going to send us a voicemail one time. There's a limit, like 2 minutes, right? So get them in there quick.
Well, I think the lesson is that guy just never shuts the fuck up. So
I mean, I was going to word it that way, but I decided not to. So
don't worry, I did it for you.
Roots of the Swamp Thing.com. This is the motherfucker I'm telling you about. And he would have known that Stan Lee had nothing to do with that character. He would have known. But RootsOfTheSwampThing.com is your John Boylan, the Guinness Book of World Records record holder for most Swamp Thing memorabilia. But, you know, you go to the website and it's about a whole history of this character and what it stands for. And that's the green. It stands for the green. So go over to RootsOfTheSwampThing.com for more information. And while you're on the internet, go ahead and type in RainbowComicsAndCards.com. And that's where you're going to go to get sports memorabilia, action figures, comic books, like everything that you are interested in, they got it. All right? And if they don't, you know what? They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. So a recommendation to pick up. You guys were talking about that Wolverine issue, Sabretooth Wars, number one. And that's the recommendation of the week.
It's really, I just read part two, I believe. No, I didn't. I just got it today.
Sorry. You haven't read part two yet?
I haven't read. Sure. Which one just came out today?
I'm caught up in a book you're not. Must be three, because I just got two in the mail
last week. Oh, wait. So, yeah. Then I am caught up. I am caught up on. I have not read this week's issue, but I read part two.
As Garrett just said, three of them out there, so you can get started on that. And so that's as easy how easy it is to get to Wolverine. So if you watch the Deadpool trailer and you said, hey, I want to get to know like this, and you watch the X-Men 97 trailer that came out today, and you want to be like, hey, who's this guy really? There you go. Pick up that book there. That's just the Ben Percy on Wolverine.
Yep.
There you go. MarvelComics.com.
I haven't read Wolverine in probably almost a year, which is shame on me. I love that character.
Shame on you.
But yeah. I had told myself that, oh my gosh, we're going to see a Sabretooth Wolverine at three or four, however many issues long. I got to hop back on. So I am so proud of myself. I even didn't feel like I had to go get the other books. I am just reading 41, 42, go on from there.
Hell yeah.
Life's too short to go back and read all of it because you don't have the time. It's filler or it's not great anyways. You'll hear about the good things that come out of there. Act like the past. That's what you have to do in comics, I feel like. Act like the past is like a filter. Only the good shit is going to stick around. So you wait till that shit gets collected or whatever. You read those. Just start wherever you want to start. You'll catch up. And you don't need to know anything anyways. If you knew how comics work, how many times you got to restart, right? Even if they don't restart up. A comic, you know, in that comic book, eventually that person leaves the arc, everything starts over. So that's just how comic books work. It's like your soap operas with razor blades, not razor blades, antimantium blades. There we go. let's see, WednesdayComics.com. Subscribe to us also on WednesdayComics.com. RainbowComicsAndCards.com. That was a big RainbowComicsAndCards.com advertisement. There you go. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Lincoln, Nebraska. Go to RainbowComicsAndCards.com. Good show, guys. So Fantastic Four news, a little bit of, you know, we peppered in a little bit about Deadpool, which led us to talk about another detective, which he's not, but Cosmic Detective. No, actually, it led us into our game, in which there were a couple questions in there. One of them actually was the easy question. I'll tell you now, was like, what is in Wolverine's body and also found in Wakanda?
No. Adamantium.
Metal.
Well, that, but it's vibranium. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's vibranium. No, what is taken from Wakanda to make Wolverine's skeleton or something like that? I don't know. It was something that you both would obviously know. And then one of them was, hey, who are those space comps that wear the Green Lanterns? Green. I said, you get back in there and you're going to eat fucking porridge until this comes out correctly. And then I obviously didn't read hard enough about this fucking Hulkling. So now I got to make more porridge. All right? Porridge, Alex, because he's old. He's 75. So,
got it.
Don't worry. He's got a couch. He's got like a futon in there. He's fine.
Nice. Got a pull-out couch.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not good for an old back, but at some point, you got to start pulling your own weight for me to support your back. You understand?
Agreed.
Okay, there we go.
You don't get paid if you make shit questions.
And until next week, my name is Marvin.
I'm Alex.
I'm Garrett.
Hey, everyone, enjoy this spring-like weather and keep turning those pages.